Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Awakening Radio with Patricia is to help you awaken your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, to bring this forward with confidence and clarity. Topics covered will be simple spirituality, understanding the five bodies, vibration and energy, the power of thought and feeling, the clearing of past negative patterns and programming, learning about the chakra system, learning about the divine feminine and masculine, and DNA rewiring. Experience recalling your power and tapping into the divine while working with ascended masters, archangels, illumined beings of light, and source energy. Take command of the power in your life. This show promises to boldly go where you have been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired. Now, here is your host, Patricia.
Hello, 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 everyone, and namaste. I'm Patricia Iris Cairns, and you're listening to the Awakening Talk Radio Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us help you experience deep awareness of your divine feminine power. Each Sunday, 11 a.m. PST, 2 p.m. EST, and 7 p.m. GMT. On the Awakening Talk Show, we'll have some very interesting discussions, meditations, voice and sound work, as well as gifted empowerment coaches, speakers, sound masters, and authors, all here to help you to find the wise wisdom at the core of your being. And my understanding is that blizzards are abounding over there in the United States, something we're pretty used to here in the UK and Scotland, where I am situated. But just to let you know that you're going to be updated every 15 minutes with any information that is relevant to that situation. So if you happen to be listening in to us, you will receive some of that info at the breaks. However, back to our show, and the big question here is, are you aware of your inner divine feminine energy? And if so, how are you accessing and using it? Well, welcome everybody. Today I'm absolutely thrilled to be joined by Soundmaster Peter Govan, who comes from Edinburgh in Scotland, capital of Scotland. And he's going to help us to further explore the divine feminine energy. And this evening, I thought we could discuss this flowing creative aspect of feminine energy and how Peter embraces that and brings it forward in his life. So hi, Peter, how are you?
I'm very well, Patricia. It's great to be on the show. And I'm doing very well.
That's brilliant. I hope Edinburgh is snow-free, is it?
I'm looking out the window now and I can't see any snow at the moment. It's been very cold, but no snow as of yet.
No snow. Well, that's brilliant. We have had a little here on the West Coast. But anyway, Peter, I've known you for many years. I first met you when I was doing my Reiki Masters, if you recall. We're going way back to the 90s there.
That's right.
And at that time you were doing your wonderful sounding and toning on that weekend, I remember. But you do this, you've been doing this Tibetan overtoning and all kinds of wonderful things, and you have such a deep, rich quality to your voice. But you know what? I'm just wondering if listeners tonight might just want to hear a little bit about how you got into this and how you started, particularly with the Tibetan overtoning. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yes, Patricia. I first actually heard overtone singing it was an evening improvisational music group that I was attending at the time, and a friend of mine, he was stroking the inner strings of a piano, and then he produced this incredible sound, which is a harmonic overtone, which seemed to sort of come from his mouth, but the sound seemed to be on the other side of the room without it going from A to B. It seemed to jump from the point A, which is his mouth, to be the other side of the room without any sound in the middle. So I was greatly intrigued by that. And
I would have been too.
And so from that, I began searching for people that could do this particular sound. And when I got back up to Edinburgh after my studies in 1993, I met others who could do this particular sound, and we set up a group and travelled all over Scotland called, and our group was called Harmonic Convergence at that time.
Okay, so tell me a bit about that. I mean, okay, this guy could do this fantastic technique, and I have heard this done. I heard it done in London with Jill Purse. But, you know, can I ask, this is going to sound a bit naive, what is the purpose of this? Is there a purpose to it?
Well, culturally in Tuva and Mongolia, it was used to call across the plains, and it's very, very much interwoven and culturally in their songs about their wives that they miss and the other village when they're out working, and they play fiddles called the Morinchur, and a lot of the songs have the overtones interwoven into that. But there's been quite a lot of work done with the effects of overtones, and it's supposed to balance the left and right hemispheres of the brain. The analytical side listens to the harmonics, and then the intuitive creative side will just enjoy the sound, and after about 10 or 15 minutes the brain comes into a state of quietude and inner balance.
And that's, for me, that would be the balance of the feminine with the masculine, which is lovely. I remember I saw a film once where a Mongolian sound healer was called out. A camel had rejected its calf, and the sound healer dealt with that by tuning into the energetic vibration of the mother camel, and then working with the baby camel to bring them together. And
that's
absolutely fascinating. So it is integral, therefore, to this Tibetan overtoning that there is this healing capacity to it as well.
Yeah, I saw the very film that you were talking about. It's called The Weeping Camel.
Yeah.
And he was born because he was a white camel, and he was rejected by his mother. And
that's right.
So the sound, I think, helped the mother to sort of associate the camel with good feelings and inclusion, rather than sort of the feeling of rejection. And I think that's why the sound was very integral in the mother accepting the calf at the time. So
yes,
it's a great story. It's a really great film.
Yeah, and the interesting thing is, you know, all these foreign countries that I've sort of, I became acquaint with Georgia at one point in my journey, and the Georgians singing. And the interesting thing was that when you attended the doctor there, you came away with what they called the batonebe sounds, the healing sounds. So when you went to the doctor, you got a sound. That was your prescription, and
that
you got a song. That would suit us perfectly, wouldn't it?
Yes, great medicine.
It's, absolutely. So it is the most perfect medicine. So I'm going to ask you very quickly, because just in a minute or so we're going to be going to our first break. But Peter, just using those 2 minutes, could you maybe give us a sample of that to see if we can hear the harmonics, because the listeners out there will be fascinated. So give it a go. Give the tonsils a rattle there.
Absolutely. Okay. Here we go. Here.
Peter, I'm just going to have to interrupt you there. That sounded really wonderful, very penetrating, and I could hear the harmonics building up, and I'm sure our listeners could as well.
Oh, that's good. So
what we'll do is when we come back, obviously we're going to talk a lot more about this, and we can develop that theme. We might even do a duet, guys and gals out there. So anyway, you are listening to Patricia with the Awakening Talk Radio Show, and we're going to take a quick break right now. When we come back, we'll explore more about this fascinating subject with our wonderful guest, Peter Govan, and information is coming up about your weather station, guys, in the United States, so stay tuned.
Awake, I have to realize the biggest dream won't come true, as one day I'll be back with you. I wanna fly, although my wings are broken. I wanna feel, although my heart is numb.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Would you like to discover and bring forward your inner divine feminine and emerge rebirthed, rejuvenated, and regenerated, restored to your original five-body blueprint? Join me, Patricia Iris Cairns, author and expert on the divine feminine, March 22nd and 23rd in Baltimore, Maryland, to birth this beautiful energy into your life. Register now, info@patriciairiscairns.com. That's info@patriciairiscairns.com.
It's golden tears fall from the trees, and memories sigh on the breeze, a picture comfort.
Well, welcome back, everyone. We are back on the Awakening Talk Radio Show with Patricia, and we are having a fascinating discussion about the divine feminine and that aspect of the right brain, and the divine feminine creative flow, specifically through the voice this evening. And we are truly blessed to have the amazing sound master Peter Govan with us. And in the first section of the show tonight, he gave us a demonstration of Tibetan overtoning. Just before we go back to Peter, I'd just like to mention as well that the first two listeners who contact us here will receive a free 30-minute coaching session one-to-one with me over the phone or by Skype. And the only qualification you need is that you haven't worked with me before. So we'll have a look at your life, work on what it is for you that is for your highest good and greatest joy. So the number to phone is 1-800-930-2819. Welcome back, Peter.
Hello, Patricia.
You survived the first segment, so we're on a roll. Thank you for sharing all that wonderful information about Tibetan overtoning. It's a fascinating subject, not one that we can fully do credit to in a short show like this, but it was really very interesting. But what I'd like to move on to now is just to get you to move into a slightly, or move up a gear maybe. What about your workshops? Now, I know that you do one in Hamilton in Scotland here fairly regularly, where you work with groups. And I know you've done things like the Glasgow Reiki Gathering quite a few times. And again, you know, you're working with over 100 people there and really getting them to join in, become the one voice almost. So how do you find this kind of works to get you to help them to release their voices?
Basically, it's really just helping them feel comfortable. Usually I do quite a long introduction, so in the group I'll ask everyone to say why they've come to the group and what they want to get out of today, and when they're in a circle in the group, and then we just do very gentle sort of like warm up exercises, and I'm allowing them to begin to hear their sound resonating within their body. So it's making just very gentle ah sounds in the group together.
And what would you say when you do ask them and you say, okay, why are you here? What are you looking for? What is it you want to do? What would you say? Is there one particular thing that sticks out that would be the reason?
Usually you get a lot of people, well, I seem to get a lot of people that come to the workshop and they were maybe told they couldn't sing at school and primary, mm-hmm. and then they've clammed up and my job is to sort of begin to facilitate them enjoying using their voice just at a basic level, just through gentle toning, so they begin to build a relationship, a positive relationship with their voice in a group setting.
And find confidence and build their self-esteem. It is amazing,
right,
isn't it, the conditioning that a lot of us had at a family level or even at school, you know, you're not good enough for the choir kind of thing, or you sing out of tune, that kind of thing. It can really live with you right through. And I guess speaking from the female point of view, we were certainly suppressed and oppressed, you know, not to bring our point of view forward. So do you find that just sort of drip feeding, if you like, that little bit of confidence in there, do people come back time and time again to the workshops?
Yeah, I have a few followers that come back, but usually people will move on to one-to-one sessions as well if they feel they want to go deeper into that work with me. But yeah, sometimes I do get a lot of people coming back to the workshops because they get a lot out of it. But other people, they blossom quite quickly and they go on to other things like choirs and that kind of thing. So it gives them that platform to begin. You know, I think my job is to sort of allow them to find their own authentic self-expression through the voice and to build up that core relationship again in a positive way.
That's lovely. It sounds like really beautiful work that you're facilitating. And the interesting thing for me then is that the next follow on to that would be, do you use what they say is intentionalized sounding? I use a lot of that, you know, to put the power of an intention behind it to heal or release or whatever, or help let go. Do you actually incorporate that as well?
I do, yeah. And I think when I allow them, you know, when the workshop participants begin to make sound, I'll just sort of I'll allow them to help to care for each other in the workshop, so they begin to forget that they're making sounds and lose a self-consciousness. I'll have people in a circle and one hand, usually the left hand, is on the back of the person in front, sort of in between the shoulder blades. So, and then the other hand, the right hand, would be on the shoulder of the person in front. And so that's happens within a circle. So you're creating a sort of circle of sound, and people begin to sort of really open up when they feel that their sound can be a caring sound for other people, and it takes the focus away from self-consciousness and also opens up the idea of listening to other sounds while making your own sound.
Yeah. And, you know, that there is a real beauty in that. What I'm hearing you saying there, Peter, is that they are stepping into the oneness. It does really become one voice, doesn't it? And one heartbeat almost in the room.
That's right. And when the trust builds up within the group, then they begin to open up more to each other. But I never get people singing, like, on their own in a beginner's workshop. I always usually do a lot of group work so that people begin to feel that, oh, I'm a part of this lovely sound, and that can be quite moving for people.
Absolutely. And that shifts stuff. As soon as they tap into the deep core emotions there, it brings them to a place of love. Now, talking about love, you have a beautiful partner, Sally, and I know that she too does her lovely work all over the world. She flies all over delivering her beautiful raindrop reflexology sessions. However, right. I also happen to know that she is a wonderful BA air hostess, and I know that she's listening to us from Heathrow Airport tonight. So could we just give her the first line of Come Fly With Me? I'll just count you in. 1, 2, 3. Come fly with me. Let's fly away. Okay, Sally, that's you sent off on a beautiful journey, and just have a fabulous time. It brings me to songs, though, Peter. You know, there's the link there. You've written, have you not, some lovely songs?
Yeah, that's right. One of my personal favourites is a song that I've adapted, the Selkie Seal song. It's an elaboration of an ancient Celtic song to call in the Selkie Seal people, and they were seals disguised as people. The people were, they would shed their seal skins at sunset, and the people would be underneath with this black hair and mysterious dark eyes. So I've adapted songs and enhanced and elaborated on the basic chants to create sort of journey.
Lovely. And I've heard it, and it is beautiful. It's very haunting. And do you record CDs and things like that?
That's right, yeah. I've got you can hear any of my CDs on the website, www.petergovan.com, and that's spelled G-O-V-A-N. So yeah, you can hear them there.
That's brilliant, Peter, because it's great if folk can go on your site and get that little taster and then go on to download it, which presumably they have done, yeah?
Yeah, they can order MP3s or physical copy CDs as well. So
Yes. That's lovely. Well, okay. Well, we're nearly at that time again where we're taking another break. So just to review, you've got lots of songs out there. You accompany yourself in the harmonium, which is just fabulous. But when we come back after the break, I want to hear more about concerts, workshops, and I believe you're doing a safari in Africa. But anyway, I'm Patricia, and you're listening to the Awakening Talk Radio Show. And when we come back, we'll be tuning in together, Peter and I, to the Divine Feminine Power Within You. And we're going to lead you in a lovely toning session to help you expand this wonderful energy, which is full of love within you. So please stay tuned. We have work to do.
Would you like to discover and bring forward your inner divine feminine and emerge, rebirth, rejuvenated and regenerated, restored to your original five-body blueprint? Join me, Patricia Iris Cairns, author and expert on the divine feminine, March 22nd and 23rd in Baltimore, Maryland, to birth this beautiful energy into your life. Register now. info@patriciairiscairns.com. That's info@patriciairiscairns.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat. and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
As golden tears fall from the trees and memories sigh on the breeze, a picture comfort for a while, but doesn't move and doesn't smile.
Well, hi there. We're back on the Awakening Talk Radio Show with Patricia. And just to let you know, we were just talking about that music. I, although my wings are broken, I want to feel, although my heart is numb. And, you know, beautiful words. And it comes from a musical that some friends and I have written. It's a full two-actor, and it's called The Awakening. I think everything I do is called The Awakening. But just to let you know that it is a beautiful song, and it's one of many with beautiful words. So hope you might tune in to that. That the information regarding that is on my website. But you know what? We're here with my wonderful guest tonight, Peter Govan. And Peter and I go back a long, long way. We've watched each other grow through the years. Peter, I've got a question for you. Are you still there?
I'm still here.
What do you think about chants and mantras? Do you think they're useful? Do you think they're powerful? How do you feel about them?
For me personally, I really like mantras, particularly the Gayatri mantra, which is a 5,000-year-old Indian mantra. And it's basically that mantra in particular is about sort of bringing your attention back to the divine and the present moment, and turning it back towards what you know is true in your heart and in your being. And so repeating of a word, of a mantra like that, will kind of begin to entrain your mind into that way of being and feeling. And and that's the value I think mantras can have. The way I interpret mantras is usually quite melodic. I like bringing harmony and duets to Indian mantras, whereas the general theory on chanting mantras is that the longer you chant them, then your mind steps out of the way. But I kind of like to bring the devotional aspect into chanting and mantras to sort of open my heart, really.
Yes.
And I'm doing them with myself and with others. And and I share those in the workshops and in my concerts as well.
So tell me, what have you got coming up by way of workshops or concerts?
Well, the first, I'm doing a beautiful concert, a sacred world music concert with harmonic overtone singing, which you heard in the first segment, on Friday the 8th of March in Hamilton, Scotland. And this particular building is called Hamilton Mausoleum Chapel, and it has a natural echo of 15 seconds, which is the longest echo of any building in Europe, and you can hear examples of that on the player on my homepage of petergovan.com.
I was just going to ask you to give your URL, but that's fine. Are you introducing anything new this year? Everybody seems to be sort of coming to a point where they're stepping into newness and bringing forward new things. Is that happening for you?
I'm kind of feeling to help others to facilitate their divine purpose, really, through mm-hmm. the voice and what their true calling is in this life, sort of beyond sort of the traditional mindset of what career is, but actually, you know, what is your true purpose? Why is it that you feel you've come? And so through the voice and the workshops and the intentionality of sound, that seems to be sort of the growth edge for myself and for others that come on the workshops. So that's this year's theme at the moment.
Right,
so,
lovely.
Yeah.
And a little bird told me, quite an exotic bird really, called Sally, that you're going on a safari to Africa and you are taking others with you. So when will you be advertising that? I don't think I've seen anything about that yet.
Yeah, that's kind of, we've been sort of preparing all the groundwork for that at the moment. And but yeah, you can currently check out the link at sallytashira.com. And a lot of the details are there and will be coming up in other forms quite soon. So yeah.
Would you like to just spell that for everybody, Peter?
I'll do my best.
That's why I'm leaving it to you.
That's right.
It's T-E-X-E-I-R-A, I think.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
so it's sallytexera.com. Okay, well, thank you.
Thank you.
Brilliant. You know, last week with Joe, we had a really fun evening and we did do sounds and things like that. And we were asking people to make sound at home. So I'm just asking everyone out there, you know, have you been using it? And if you have been using what we shared last week, I hope you feel that you're balancing and healing your body. So let us know how you're getting on with it. You can call the station on 1-800-930-2819, or you can email me at info@patriciaidaskerens.com, because it would be really interesting to know how sound is affecting you. But, you know, what I'd really like to do, Peter, is to take time here to take our listeners on a mini sacred sound journey together. It will have to be short because, you know, we only have so much time on the program. However, if we intentionalize the sounds with wanting to bring peace and calm in for everyone, do you think we could do that? Yes?
Yeah, that sounds like a lovely idea.
All righty. So what I'll ask all our listeners to do, and maybe it's good for people if there are any of you listening who are, you know, being challenged just now with weather issues, lack of electricity for one, just focus on your heart and draw all of your awareness deep inside. Close your eyes and breathe and just allow the breath to carry you into a beautiful deep place, sinking down into the depths of your being and soul. All is calm. Your heart is still beating. You are safe. You are secure and you are protected. And we're going to make a beautiful heart sound and tone and intention it to be calming and quietening, finding that still place deep at the center of your being. And the sound that we're going to make is a very simple sound. It's the sound of ah. And as you do it, just remember you're holding that intention to be peaceful and to be healing yourself and calming down. So when you're ready, just breathing in and we'll make the sound of ah. Ah. you just breathe in and breathe out, you've allowed that beautiful sound of ah just to access the deepest recesses of your heart. You've allowed it to take you into that center of love that is at your being. And just put your roots down from the soles of your feet, putting them down through all the foundations of the building you're in. Just see them as they connect with the heart of Mother Earth. And then at the same time, taking all of your awareness to the top of your head and putting a beautiful connector up from the crown right up to the source of all that is. So you're plugging in there. You are divinely and beautifully connected to the source and at the same time to Mother Earth. And you are going to be calm and yet energized and peaceful and finding that beautiful still point at the center of your being. Peter, I would like to thank you very much for being with us tonight, for helping with the sounding. And I'm just going to encourage everyone to come back to the rooms wherever they're sitting, just gently opening their eyes and readjusting to the physical round about them. But it's been a real pleasure to share this time with you. And I know that Bill and I will be seeing you soon, if you can be bothered coming all the way over to Glasgow, as
it were. Oh, absolutely, yeah. well, it's not so far.
It isn't, and the beautiful Sally will be with you then.
That's right.
So once again, Peter, just give me your URL so that people can go on and listen to your lovely music and download a few things.
Oh, thank you. It's petergovan.com, and that's spelled G-O-V for Valerie, A for Apple, N for Nice.
Okay, and nice. You're more than nice, Peter. You're gorgeous. Thank you so much. This is Patricia with the Awakening Talk Radio Show, and we're going on a quick break, and when we return, I'm going to share with you more ways to expand and amplify the divine feminine in your life. So stay tuned.
Destroys the skies. Awake, I have to realize the biggest dream won't come true. As one day I'll be back with you. I wanna fly, although my wings are broken. I wanna feel, although my heart is numb. Oh, if I
Would you like to discover and bring forward your inner divine feminine and emerge, rebirth, rejuvenated and regenerated, restored to your original five-body blueprint? Join me, Patricia Iris Cairns, author and expert on the divine feminine, March 22nd and 23rd in Baltimore, Maryland, to birth this beautiful energy into your life. Register now, info@patriciairiscairns.com. That's info@patriciairiscairns.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
1230 WBLQ. As golden tears fall from the trees and memories sigh on the breeze, a picture.
Well, welcome back, everyone. And tonight you've been listening and learning and absorbing a lot about the divine feminine energy with Peter Govan and myself. And I'd just like to take this moment to offer my sincere thanks to Peter for being with us today. And also my sincere thanks to Krista Polo and Brian for putting the show on tonight. And I do totally understand that, that there's a lot going on for all of you stateside, and it's challenging with the weather. And we do have that here in Scotland sometimes. So I can totally empathise with you all. And as we say in Scotland, it's a case of cooting doon and battening down the hatches and staying warm and cosy. Get the duvet out if the heating's off. So thank you, thank you, thank you to all you wonderful guys for contributing. It's been really, really good. So quick reminder just now about giveaways. I'm giving away 2 3 30-minute coaching sessions. And the only qualification is that we have not worked together before. So if you fancy that, maybe you've never, maybe it's something you've never thought on before, but if you fancy that, phone in on 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. Now, just to expand and amplify what we've been working on tonight, because I reckon the Divine Feminine, if it's about nothing else, it's just got to be about love. And love keeps us warm on so many different levels. And I've got a beautiful book out called Love. I've also got a beautiful CD with a lovely journey on it. And by that, I mean a hypno-visualization that takes you to the center of your heart. And it brings forward all the different ways that will help you to love yourself even more and more. And I have quite a choice of CDs, of guided imagery, lots of different lovely things there just for you on my website, and it is patriciairiskerrins.com. So please avail yourself of that. It's one of the ways that I can help you to grow and grow in love, which is what it's all about. Just recently, I've been doing a lot of teleseminars. It seems to be the in thing, dare I say. And a lot of us working on that level, because it means you can work in the comfort of your own home at a time that suits you. I guess it's a bit like listening to these radio programs, because if you can't make it live, you can download the archive at another date and just listen to it when it's convenient for you. But this next teleseminar that's coming up, it's all about fifth dimensional leadership. It's about stepping into the power of love that is with us now. And it will also be about new paradigms, new ways of living, new ways of being. And I guess we can see that it's required at a governmental level. It's required at banking, education, health. You know, I don't know what's happening in your country out there in the US and all over the world, but in the UK, it's all, challenging is the word that comes in. And what I seem to be getting as I channel from my higher illumined beings of light are new ideas, new paradigms, new ways of being in this new era of peace in which we are living, and very much stepping into the oneness. It matters not what color, creed, gender, sexuality. We are all one. We're one tribe. And we really need to stand in the power of that. So this fifth dimensional leadership teleseminar is going to be along those lines. It's on Friday night, the 15th of December, and again, available to book on my website. So please do visit patriciairiskerrins.com. Now, I've made a little advert. You've probably been hearing it about the Divine Feminine work that I'm bringing forward in Maryland, Baltimore. I notice on the advert I said Baltimore, Maryland. That's totally wrong. Apologies to all of you who live there. Got that the wrong way around. But anyway, I am there 22nd, 23rd March. In fact, I've been asked since announcing that, doing one or two other things around the area. So the way to know about that is to visit my site. And also in Ireland, I'm going there in a week or two's time, going to be doing more of the same in Galway and Cork. All of those in Ireland who are listening, hello. I'm half Irish myself. I can't wait to get over there and speak to y'all, meet with y'all, and just connect with your beautiful selves. And we'll be doing a lot of lovely, delicious work to release old patterns that no longer serve, all that kind of thing. You just don't need them anymore. And they're going. So fabulous, fabulous work. And another aspect of my work that is always in demand is my what I call VIP one-to-one coaching. Now, VIP, what is a VIP? Well, a very important person, and that is you. But what I bring to you and for you is this very intense program. And we can either sit together one-to-one for a full day, or we can do it by Skype, and we can, you know, gradually do the bits and pieces that need to be done to help you fulfill your potential on this planet at this time, because you're not here by accident. You know, you did plan to be here at this time. You've got a message to deliver. So let's get delivering it. It's so exciting. And I've come now to the tip of the week. And my tip of the week is for you to write a positive love list to yourself. Everything that you like and love about you, and read it often. And I'll tell you, the most important time to read a positive love list to yourself is when you're feeling lousy, when you're feeling down. And we all do sometimes. That's the bottom line, and that is a fact. Very few people are totally buoyant every day of their lives. So get into a list, and the more you do that, the vibration and the positive words will build you up, bring your energy up, and you'll feel fab. So do give it a go. Now then, I'm here to serve you and your higher self on your journey and to throw a little light on your path. So if you would like to contact me, please do. It's my email address is info@patriciairiskerrins.com. And if you go to the site, you'll get a free newsletter and a free CD or MP3, whatever suits. But what I would say to you is keep co-creating with the source of all that is a wonderful new you for 2013. Step into the power of you. And own your power. Bring it forward. Bring it on. This world is waiting to hear your words and your voice. And, you know, Peter's working with the voice. I work with the voice. I facilitate people to release their voices and be authentic, speak their truth, be all they can be. And it's wonderful work. I know he finds it rewarding. So do I. It really is deep core soul work. So thanks again to Brian, the wonderful production team. They really are fantastic. So please join me every Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. GMT. And next week on the Awakening Talk radio show, I'm going to be talking to a wonderful woman. She's called Joanne Bracken, and she's joining me, and she is from Maryland, Baltimore. But you know what? I'll see you back here next time. This is Patricia wishing all of you a wonderful week. So bye for now.
You've just been listening to The Awakening Radio with Patricia. Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. Take command of the power in your life. Be inspired. Become rewired. For more information about Patricia, visit theawakeningradio.com.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
I used to be afraid, and now I love. I feel like fear just cripples you and love frees you. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing and changing from fear to love and showing people that that's the only way. I love, I love, I love. I no longer fear. Thank you.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators,
world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host. Incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love. Be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, babe. Lord, some things I can't get used to.